When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, and welcome to our podcast, Above Deck, a Below Deck Breakdown podcast. I'm Sarah Goldman, a photographer and former marine biologist living in Charleston, and with me is my college roommate and co-host, Kelly.
I'm Kelly Busby, an executive assistant and former radio host living in Columbus. Together, we started the Socks with Sandals radio show on WFAL in Bowling Green, Ohio, and we have come back together to discuss Below Deck and our love of all things Bravo.
Each week, we recap an episode of Below Deck, share what wisdom we learned from the captain and crew, and discuss what's new in the Below Deck universe.
On this special Down Under bonus episode, we are going to do a crossover with the ladies on the Aft Deck podcast.
Hey!
Hello, it's so nice to see you both.
Yeah, it's nice to see you and put a face with a voice.
Well, I'm Lanes.
Hi, Lanes.
I'm Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Carla.
Wow.
How Sarah. Are you guys? Sarah.
Kelly.
Kelly.
My name is actually Lorraine. I just like to let that
I was going to ask if it was a nickname.
It is a nickname. So I just thought I'd go with that little nickname instead of saying my actual name. It just is easier.
Oh, I love it.
Love it.
It is weird, though, to think that people know my nickname because only like really close friends usually say Lane. So now a lot of people are saying Lane. So it's kind of weird.
Oh, yeah, that would be weird. Are you guys in a school? Where are you?
We're in our studio, which is my husband's office, basically. So it's a really good podcasting room because it's tiny.
Yeah.
Carpet. Yeah. And it's like being in a fishbowl.
That's cool. Wow.
But we just have to record at night usually or weekends because Lance has a 9-to-5, but also there's lots of jackhammering and all kinds of loud noises that they make on a regular day.
Okay. Gotcha. What town are you guys in?
Brisbane.
You're in Brisbane. Okay. I've been to Brisbane.
Have you?
I stayed at a hostel there called Yellow Submarine. Is that still around? Do you know?
I don't know that one.
It probably isn't still around. I guess it was.
So what did you do in Brisbane?
I did the whole backpacking thing in my 20s. So I went, where did I start? Sydney and then up the East Coast from there. So
that's really cool.
The only major thing I remember about Brisbane is the zoo was awesome. And because it was like the Crocodile Hunter was very popular.
Oh, Australia Zoo. Time. Yeah, it's great. It's a really good zoo.
Yes. And there was like a big field of kangaroos and you could just walk around them and pet them and cuddle them and stuff.
I know. It's so cute. And we don't ever get sick of things like that either. Like yeah. We love, I've got two boys. Do you guys have any kids?
I have a daughter. Grown. Kelly has a daughter in high school.
Oh God. Both of mine are in high school and I am on Struggle Street.
The struggle is real and it is hard. And I have a daughter. And so she's definitely put me through the tests. So
I've only got boys, but okay. You've got.
Yeah, I've got one boy in high school and two younger girls.
Okay. So you guys are you're in the thick of it.
I do have a quick question. Speaking of girls and stuff, have you gone to see Taylor? How is she doing? What's going on over there? Has your whole country kind of erupted because she's over there now?
Correct. The whole country is in Swift mode. And we couldn't get the tickets because it's like the golden ticket for Willy Wonka. You just can't.
Oh, yeah.
So really hard and very expensive. So we didn't. And also she didn't come to Brisbane. So it would have been flights to Sydney or Melbourne, accommodation. And, of course, they upped the costs of all of that sort of stuff. So
yes.
No, we didn't. But also Pink is here currently. So it's great. And she's just finished her concert and she's coming back again in March. So she loves it here. We've adopted her.
Yeah.
You can't have her back.
She has a huge following here. Yeah.
Okay. We can share. It's fine.
Oh, that's so cool. So when did you guys start the podcast? How do you know each other? That kind of thing.
Okay, I'll take this one.
Go.
So we started the podcast about this time last year. I think it was February. And we started with the original season, so season 10.
Yes.
And it came about because I wanted to start a true crime podcast, which I have done. And Lance and I were chatting. We always chat about Below Deck. We loved Below Deck, blah, blah, blah. And I think I just said one day, we should do a recap podcast on Below Deck. And she was like, okay, let's do it. And so within a week, we did it.
Yeah. Awesome. What's your true crime podcast?
It's called Bolo. Oh, it's a missing persons podcast for missing Australian women. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we'll have to check that out.
It's very cool. And hope is also to obviously get that out there so that someone might have information and actually find these women. Mm. So it's very good.
Yeah.
It's very different.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. And then what are your day jobs? Or is that what
I work for the government. This is my creative outlet. And also answer your question, Carla and I met at our kids' school. So we were school mum friends. And that's Yep. And so you guys, college roommates?
College roommates.
Yeah.
Yep.
Met in college. Just a few years ago.
Yeah. Just last year. Oh my gosh.
Last year.
Great. Same.
In 1998.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a couple of years you ago. Are you in different states? Where are you both located?
We are. I'm in South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, where Southern Charm is, if you know where that is.
I am obsessed with Southern Charm.
Okay.
Oh my God. What the hell is Austin like?
I don't know. I've seen him, but I haven't met him. So I imagine
he's a hot mess.
Douchey as he is on the show. And then Kelly's in Ohio, which is where we're from, like Midwest.
Okay. Cool.
The heart of it all.
And what made you guys decide to start your podcast?
Well, we had a radio show together when we were in college called the Socks with Sandals Radio Show. And
that's cute.
Love podcasts and we both love Bravo. And it's kind of like we knew we wanted to do a podcast together and then we just had to come up with the idea. So Below Deck it was.
Because you don't just cover Below Deck, you cover it all.
Well, it's mainly Below Deck, but we have been talking about the Traitors. We will talk about some other things occasionally Bravo related. Do you guys watch Housewives and other Bravo shows? Just Lanes.
It's all me. Honestly, if I could quit my job and just watch TV for a living, I would. Do you have Gogglebox over there? A show called Gogglebox or know of it?
No, but
I love watching clips of it on Facebook. I love Gogglebox.
What is it?
It's so
like
good.
Where they watch the shows and they talk about them, like different TV shows and stuff. Okay. But it's like families and households. Yes. It's really fun.
Oh, that's
so I'm going to find some for you.
We should do that. We should watch a Below Deck and pretend we're Gogglebox.
Yes. It's like what they did that last year with Kyle and Aisha. They sat on the couch and watched stuff.
And they do Kate it with and, like 90 Day Fiance.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Gogglebox.
Where they comment on everything. Yeah.
That's I really enjoyed that when they did that for Below Deck. I thought that was hysterical.
Yeah, I liked it too.
Too fun.
Okay.
So how are we going to do this today?
Oh, well, we have a general outline. We have a plan, but a couple more questions for you guys before we get into the episode.
Yeah.
Do you know who Tom Gay from the USA is?
No.
So he lives in Sydney and he's been there a long time, but he was a charter guest on Below Deck Down Under season 1. And wow. I know both of you have not seen that, but it was the like paint me like a French boy episode, if you remember that. But he's in a ton of commercials over there. I think if you saw a picture of him, you'd be like, oh, that guy.
I'm Googling now.
Look up Tom Gay USA. I think he's in like insurance commercials and
all the commercials.
A bunch of brands. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway. And then
Yes.
Do you recognize him? We've had him.
Oh, he's there with Captain Jason. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
He looks fun.
Yeah, he's so fun. Super fun.
He's a fun guy.
So, and do you guys have any connections to any Below Deck folks being from Australia?
Haven't met Ben yet, but Ben and I chat quite often on Instagram. So he's always messaging us with some stuff. And I just messaged him this morning and let him know that we were talking to you ladies. And I said, you know, any insider goss that you can spill without getting in hot water. And so he just said, let me think about it. And I said, well, you got 5 minutes.
Love that.
And Captain Kerry.
We haven't met either, but we've had a few chats with him. He likes to listen to the pod and answer our questions via Instagram. Aww.
He's a great guy.
We do
guy.
Have a lot of the crew. I'm sure you guys do as well, but we do have a lot of the crew messaging us privately, like about our podcast, which is really nice to know that they're listening. And I still find it weird because I'm like, it's just Carla and I talking about a TV show. And I'm like, oh, people are listening to this.
Yeah. That was something that blew me away when we started it. Like right off the bat, we had like 10 followers on Instagram and like the connections we already had, like the inside track, were like, can't believe anybody is listening to us.
I know. It's so cool. Funny.
How long have you guys been going for now?
We just celebrated 2 years.
Yeah. So we're like a year ahead of you guys, I guess.
Yeah.
Because we are also February.
And it's awesome that I saw you guys at BravoCon.
Did you?
No, we weren't there. But
oh,
I was
like,
along.
What? I do not remember meeting you.
No, via socials.
She is a stalker.
You felt like you were there. Okay.
I was loving all of your stories and following along with that. And so Carla and I were like, we've just got to get a BravoCon fund happening. We need to be there.
Yes.
It just looks
so
fun.
It's so worth it. And it's just
Patreons
so fun.
To, like, step it up.
Yeah.
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 Pay us the money. It's funding our social life.
That's right.
I mean, that plane ticket alone would just be astronomical.
I know. And the length of it, like in economy, ugh.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You want to be in one of those like Delta One, like lay down.
I know. We're just so far away.
Yeah, that's a long, that's a big commitment. Well,
it is.
So it's tomorrow, right, for you guys? So tomorrow, it's
Sunday morning.
It's Sunday today for us. It's 10 a.m. on a Sunday morning.
So anything happened between 7 o'clock Columbus time and 10 o'clock your time that we need to know about since you're in the future? We just were curious, like anything you wanted to share or
lottery tickets,
any lotto tickets we need to buy. I don't know.
Oh my God. If we knew that.
we'll text you later.
BravoCon.
Yeah.
Have you seen Ben's latest stories?
Oh, the question and answers. We did. Yeah, we just talked about it because we recorded our regular episode.
Oh, yes. He is off the market.
I know. Oh,
what is that?
Thoughts on that? Who are we thinking the lucky lady is?
It's somebody that's going to maybe come in as a stew or a deckhand later this season.
Or a guest.
Because he said you'll be meeting her soon.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
And we do know that Sunny has been in the country, in the Gold Coast, for Christmas last year. So 2023, she was on the Gold Coast and she stayed for the majority of January. So don't know if they met up.
That's interesting.
There's something there, but we know that she was spotted.
Yeah. Awesome. When you say that, I'm like, I remember seeing pictures and things. Okay. Very interesting.
And see, Ben's from the Goldie, so he would have been very easy to catch up with her. And that's just about an hour away from us here. So And Ben has said that he'd love to have a coffee or a beer with us. So we are just getting dates for that.
Yay.
That'd be awesome.
We'll let you know when that happens.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Oh, that's very exciting.
Awesome. So let's get into season two of Down Under. And as a refresher, this was the crew from the Northern Sun. So we had Captain Jason, who we like to call Captain Dreamboat. Chef Serena. Aisha was our chief stew. Laura and Margo were the stews. And Laura ended up later being replaced by Jamie. Bosun was Luke, who was replaced by Joao. And our deckhands are Harry, Adam, and Culver. And Adam was replaced by Luca. There was a lot of like moving pieces this season.
Yeah,
so.
There was. This was also the season of budgie smugglers.
Yes.
There was a lot of budgie smugglers on display. Is that a
well-known brand in Australia? Like, did you know what yes. that was?
100%. Okay. Everybody knows a budgie smuggler. And I think most children start with budgie smugglers and then they end up going, actually, this isn't really cool. They go to board shorts and then they move back to budgie smugglers when they think, oh, it's cool again.
That's right.
We've got more names for budgie smugglers.
Oh, I want to hear.
Oh.
So they come with many, many varieties. How do you want to start off?
Banana hammock is a good one.
Yeah.
That is a good one. I like that.
Ball huggers.
Okay.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Lolly bags. And they're also really commonly called DTs over here, which stands for Dick Togs.
Dick Togs?
That's what people call them as much as budgie smugglers. They're like, well, togs is what we call swimmers.
Oh, I didn't know.
Like, get your togs on.
Yeah.
So that kind of thing.
Dick togs or DTs are what we call the budgies.
This is like a whole nother world for us. This is so
interesting. It's a different language, guys.
Yeah. The only one I'd heard of is banana hammock. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. There's also a gross one, meat hangers.
Ew. That one is disgusting.
Aussies can be quite disgusting. So, you know, we did warn you about explicit language in our podcast.
Oh, we're all good. We're all good.
It's fine. It's fine.
But also the budgie smugglers that Harry was wearing throughout Under was made by the brand. So there's a big company called Budgie Smugglers. So his were all designer.
Yeah.
Oh,
they weren't like run of the mill.
Kmart.
You know, they were like the top of the line budgie smugglers.
Okay, so budgie smuggler is not only a brand, but it's also kind of what you call that kind of swimsuit.
Exactly. Yeah.
Kind of like tissues or Kleenex, you know, like
Band-Aids. Yeah.
Okay. Huh. Okay. I guess we kind
I've learned so much already.
We do that.
Stick around.
I guess like Speedos is a brand, but it also means. Like,
oh, yes. I forgot about that one.
Mm.
Yeah.
We don't use it much, but we do Speedos. Yeah.
There was a lot of noodle eating this season. A lot of slurping of the noodles.
And they were calling it
slurping of the noodles.
Tell me, is this an American thing? They're calling 2 minute noodles ramen.
Yeah, that's a American thing. Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay. Gotcha.
I mean, I've like, or cup of noodles, but like usually the stuff that it comes in the packet has a little seasoning pack, cooks for 3 minutes. We call them ramen.
It's really cheap. We know it's college student food.
Yeah. 25 cents a pack, probably 50 cents now, but yeah. We call it ramen because.
Yeah. That was new for us because we call them 2 minute noodles. And we're like, why are they calling them ramen? Because ramen would be like a fancy noodle that you'd get an Asian restaurant.
Right. With like an egg and some pork and some stuff in it.
Veggies and stuff.
A beautiful broth.
Yeah. No, this just has a lot of sodium.
A lot of sodium.
That's all that packet is sodium.
Yeah.
Aisha would put like, I don't know, 8 packets in.
Yes.
In this big bowl, and then they're putting it in the microwave up there. I was like, there's going to be a burn situation happening.
Yeah, there's going to be a problem.
And I love that Aisha would always take her noodles to bed. It was like her nighttime bottle. You know? She just was always loving those noodles. Yes.
How do you do that? Like, it was impressive because it wasn't messy. And she was drunk.
And she didn't burn her chest with any of the, like, the broth.
Yeah. Amazing. A lot of experience, I think.
She's superhuman.
Another moment of this season was when Culver asked Jamie to be his girlfriend, and he had Joelle with his mad computer skills make the car.
I mean, what did you think of that? The computer skills.
It's so silly. I'm like, does Culver really not know how to make a card? Also, couldn't you just like write it on a piece of paper? I don't know.
Be my girlfriend, also, check yes or no.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God. It was hard to watch. God love him.
He needed an extra box, like a maybe.
Yeah. Yes, maybe. You gotta have no. Yes, no, maybe. That's just like elementary school 101.
Right.
I think it was a very reluctant yes.
Yeah, I was like, I'm on camera, so I better say yes. But, you know, they did travel together after the season and, like, kind of see where things went. But
anyway. But Luca got in the way of that.
What's that?
Oh, Luca.
Oh,
yeah. The old monarch butterfly got in the way of that one.
We've seen that butterfly, BTS. Up close and personal.
Wow, you're making it seem like we had some intimate relationship.
No, we just
I'm jealous.
That doesn't sound good either. My God, I'm just gonna stop.
Okay.
No, keep going.
Did you get to touch said butterfly?
We got to hug.
Yeah, hug. So about maybe chest to chest contact, perhaps.
That's true.
It was.
You have the butterfly energy.
Yeah, it transferred. It was like a metamorphosis. Yes.
Is he as good looking in person as he is on TV?
More.
Yes. More so. Yeah.
The other person that was more good looking was Colin from Below Deck Sailing Yacht. Mm, I don't know if you guys watched Sailing Yacht, but
he's a hottie.
Yeah.
He was beautiful.
Yeah.
And I think what about Captain Jason?
Swoon when he came out.
I mean, like, yeah, Jason's like, it's like, I don't know. Like, he's beyond.
We call him the Hugh Jackman of the sea.
I believe it. Yes.
I like that.
He's so handsome and sweet and kind and just. And he loves sparkles, by the way. So if you ever get a chance to meet him, wear sparkles.
Yeah. He's like, I love
good tip.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I'm not a really sparkly girl, but I could make an exception.
Yeah. You could wear sparkly earrings, maybe.
True.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, I'm sure you saw our BravoCon footage, but you know how Bravo surprised us with him, like the first day, right? Wasn't it our first day?
Yeah, it was the first day.
Yeah, they were interviewing us and asking all these questions and like kept asking questions about him. And then the curtains opened and he walked out and it was like so incredible. But we're waiting to find out where they're going to use that footage. I don't know.
So exciting for you both.
So cool.
Yeah, we were.
That was the greatest day ever because we thought our friend from college who works with this group that we were interviewing with, we thought she hooked it up. We were like, oh, well, maybe, you know, and she goes, I have no idea what you're talking about. We're like, yeah, whatever. And then she sends us a screenshot of us talking with Jason and everything. And she goes, this was sent to me by one of the guys that I work with. I'm like, oh, you really had no idea what was going on. Okay.
Yeah. It was
wow,
so
amazing.
Yeah.
Did you get a chest to chest with Jason?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we did hug him a lot. It was almost embarrassing how many times we saw him and hugged him.
He's very huggable.
We had multiple
Thursday night
photo ops. Yeah. And then Captain Lee's talk, and he was there, and we asked a question. And by the third day, it was like, are you sick of us? Like, it's us again.
Because we're
started
not sick
taking
of you.
Funny photos. So that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was almost embarrassing.
Never.
Also this season we had the disappearing island. We had the like beach setups on that little disappearing island. That was interesting. Cool.
So that's a sandbar.
Yeah, it's not actually an island.
Right. Yeah, I guess. Or it's on an island during low tide, I guess. But
yeah, or a sandbar. It's pretty amazing though, right? Like we will go there for you and take photos.
Oh, we would love that. Is it near where you guys are? How far are you from the D's?
It's a quick flight. It's a 2-hour flight. So that's off Cairns, isn't it?
Near
Green Island. Okay. a lot of proposals happen on Vlasov Cay. So they helicopter them in and do the proposal there with obviously amazing photos. But yeah, it's a big spot for dramatic things, you know, that you want to do.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
I loved how in that season too, I think it was I feel like it was the group of guys, I can't really remember, but they just sat there in chairs and had beers at sunset as the island
like
sandbar slowly.
Yeah.
It was very cool.
They just had fun, didn't they?
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool. Unrelated, but have you guys been to Harvey Bay?
Yes.
And wait, what's the island? Fraser Island.
Yeah. Yes, off Fraser.
That like is the my crew number one most spectacular place I've ever been. It's so incredible.
Fraser Island is phenomenal.
I mean,
it should be one of the wonders of the world.
Yeah. It should. It was so incredible. Yeah, I went with one of the like tour groups, you know, so you're like on a bus or whatever and you camp out there for a night or two and just.
Did you see any dingoes?
Saw dingoes. Yep.
Yeah.
And just like the clear water, being up on the cliffs and looking down and seeing like manta rays and all kinds of things swimming by. And then there was like a river that was like crystal clear. And then there was that green lake. And then there was a crystal clear, like blue lake. It was just in the sand dunes. It was just really
crazy.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Anyway. It is lovely. Carla and I and our families and another family friend, we annually go up to Rainbow Beach. So you would have had to have gone to Rainbow Beach as well to then get across to Fraser Island.
Okay.
So it's a stunning part of Queensland. So it's beautiful.
Yeah. So you're so lucky that you live near there. That's just so cool.
We are actually.
Yeah, we do appreciate our beaches here. They're beautiful. You can't beat them, in my opinion.
Yeah. So cool. So you guys, like us, were very into Sarina's beautiful charcuterie boards that she did this season. She really has a talent.
Amazing.
Compared to, Jack, but let's bring that up. Like, oh my God, Sarina needs to do like a charcuterie 101 with all of these chefs. She can't be beaten with her welcome platters, can she?
No. I do remember someone commenting on the fact that she was it her charcuterie board that she had like a jar of something that she just clicked the lid off, and that was a big hot topic.
Okay. That's so funny.
So we do know that Sarina, Harry, and Jack have recently been holidaying. Have you seen them holiday together?
I have. Where were they? Oh, yeah,
I did see that because they did a workout video.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah, that was so
And they had Harry on the barbecue, and Sarina and Jack were doing like this little skit where it's like, hurry up, we need our food.
They have good sense of humor for sure. I love
them. They do.
I love that they're all genuinely friends and like hang out and vacation together and stuff.
Yeah. Same. So do I.
It's nice.
Yeah. Just have a really good sense of humor. So let's see. Speaking of Zarina, the other big thing that happened this season was Zarina and Joao kind of getting together. And then you guys know kind of what happened after the fact, how things did not go well and he was dating somebody else.
Yeah, it was interesting that she went there considering that he'd been with her best friend. And I think she really struggled with that whole decision anyway.
Yeah.
But he really was like a different person to the previous times that we've seen him. Like when he came on, I was like, watch out for this guy, Lance, because he really got Jezebob. He really, I think, controlled himself and wanted to put forward this image. And Sarina was they were cute together.
Yeah.
They were.
I mean, and he's very good looking. He could be very charming. So I totally get it.
Very charming.
Yeah. But Aisha knew. She knew not to trust him.
Yes.
She's a smart girl.
So do you guys remember?
She is a smart girl.
From that season, charter guest Brandon, and he went for the late night swim with the other girl. He's going to be on again this season, like with this current season of Below Deck OG. He's a charter guest.
Is he really?
Yes. And he keeps letting me know he thinks their episode's going to be on in April. So we'll
see. Are you guys going to interview him?
Maybe. Maybe we could have him on. That might be fun. Yeah, we'll have
to be interesting.
Yeah, he was really good friends with Laura. who should not be named.
Yes.
Really?
Well,
how do you know this?
But he did not realize, he didn't know what had happened. So once it aired, he was like, oh my God. And like,
wow.
He's probably totally cut ties with her since then because she didn't tell him like what happened.
I love this insider info.
I know. So I felt like we were kind of keeping him at a distance. But now I'm like, he didn't know. He had no
idea. He didn't know.
So, but he was doing like guest spots on TV shows with her, like being interviewed
on
local morning shows. And then of course that what happened. So anyway, but they're going to have a premiere party in DC in April. So we're just waiting to see what the date of that's going to be. So maybe we'll get to go. That'd be fun.
Okay.
That would be.
And we also know that Jill Zarin from Real Housewives of New York is going to be a guest.
Yes.
And Carla, you've got a little bit of.
Oh, I just saw did you guys see what Fraser was saying about her on socials? What she wanted.
She's just like the worst guest of the season, right?
He said she had this thing where she needed ice made from a specific water and kept in a specific freezer.
Oh, no. Jill.
The Jill Zarin ice.
All right. This sounds
so that begs the question. It makes me wonder, like, what would be your outrageous thing that you would have on your request list that you would have to have, like the crazy ice or, you know, I don't know.
We've talked about this a lot. What's on your preference sheet? Let's go through.
I think we're pretty low key.
We're easy as.
We want
to
no beach picnics. No beach picnics. We'll stay on the boat. I mean, we'll go do something, but like you don't need to set up a whole thing.
So here's, if it was down under, you would definitely need to go snorkeling or diving.
That has to be
on your, mm-hmm. But without the Irukandjis, you can't go in stinger season.
What's Irukandjis? What's that?
So it's like the tiniest of tiny jellyfish, like the size
like
of your pinky nail.
That deadly.
Worse.
It's so tiny and you can't see it and it will kill you.
Oh my God. Okay.
So instead,
fair enough.
Okay.
So in stinger season, you have to wear like a full thing. So when Brandon jumped in the water, we were like, we would never do that. We would never go in the water at night. You just don't even go at dusk, do you, for the beach? Like all the critters come
out.
Sharks.
You guys have like
crocs.
Bone shells. You have so many killer things. So what season is it that the jellyfish are there?
Unfortunately, that's summer, the hottest time.
Man.
So if you go up north in, you know, December, January, February, you got to wear a full stinger suit.
And it's where the water is the best.
So all the beaches up there, you would have seen all the beaches up there have stinger nets.
Oh, wow. I didn't know
that. So if you want to swim at
the
beach.
And I was there in your winter. Though, because it was our summer, so it was your winter.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's awful. I'm sorry.
Wow.
So speaking of weather, we're summer now. So our day today, and I saw that one of you said about something about snowing in an intro you did. So
Kelly.
Our weather today is 35 degrees Celsius with 100% humidity. So that is Fahrenheit? 90 something Fahrenheit.
Oh my gosh, it's so hot.
Yeah, no thanks. We got 2 inches of snow last night. I'm good. It's 29 degrees right now. So
wow. Oh, it's beautiful in Charleston. It's like 65 degrees. I don't know what that is, but just like the perfect temperature. Spring, lovely.
20, I reckon.
20, well, see, I have never even seen snow.
Wow.
I know.
Oh, send some to you.
Yes.
You'll mail it. Some.
You've got some to spare.
Yeah, just a little bit.
2 inches.
Okay, so we're going to stop here. And for Above Deck listeners, if you want to hear the rest of this discussion, head over to the Aft Deck podcast. The link is in the show notes. And there you will hear our discussion of season 11 of Below Deck OG. And then we're going to try to get into some insider information about Below Deck Down Under season 3. So we will we'll see you over at the Aft Deck podcast.
See you over there.
That's it for this week's episode of Above Deck. Thank you to our team at Herd at Media, especially our amazing producer, Grace. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to tell a friend, and please rate and review us, 5 stars only. And thank you to Carla and Lanes from the Aft Deck podcast. Listen to the Aft Deck wherever you get your podcasts, and please follow them on Instagram at theaftdeck.pod.
Follow us on Instagram at Above Deck Pod, and you can email us also at abovedeckpod@gmail.com. Check us out on YouTube on the Herd at Media YouTube channel. Until next week, I'm Kelly Busby.
And I'm Sarah Goldman. See you next week.
A Herd at Media production.